It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the sports show on this Tuesday morning. High school basketball super sectional action for you last night, and congratulations to the St. Anthony Bulldogs as they defeated Meridian and move on to the Final Four. They will play in the semifinals against Chicago Hope Academy, the team that they defeated for their state championship back in 2017. That matchup will take place Thursday morning at 9:30 at the State Farm Center in Champaign, as St. Anthony picked up the victory over Mounds Meridian. Final score 62-58 in overtime. First half of action seemingly put St. Anthony in charge of the ball game as they opened up with a 17-11 first quarter advantage. They doubled up Mounds Meridian 18-9 in the second quarter, taking a 35-20 lead into the locker room. St. Anthony pushed the margin to their largest lead of the game with 7:21 to play in the third quarter. They gained a 17-point advantage, but Mounds Meridian came charging back behind Colin Manan as he scored all 15 of his points in the second half of action and helped to lead the comeback for Meridian, who actually took a three-point lead with 3 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. However, a three-pointer from Brock Fearday with a man right in his face tied the ball game up. Sam Link knocked the ball away at the top of the key for Mounds Meridian, found Ryan Schmidt up court, who drove for a layup to give St. Anthony the lead. However, Mounds Meridian didn't give up. They forced the overtime with the score tied at the end of four quarters, 51-51. However, St. Anthony got big three-point buckets on back-to-back trips. The first one hit in the right corner by Will Fearday for his fifth point of the ball game. The other from the left corner from today's birthday boy, Keenan Griffith, who knocked down his only shot of the game as St. Anthony tried to establish control in the overtime. And they maintained that control at the free throw line, where Will Fearday went 3 of 4 from the free throw line in overtime. He scored 6 of his 8 points in the game in the overtime period. Also, with 3.3 seconds left, St. Anthony leading by 2, Brock Fearday went to the line, hit both free throws, pushing the lead to St. Anthony to up to 4. Neither team had a timeout, so a desperation 3 came off the mark for Mounds Meridian. It really wouldn't have mattered anyway, as St. Anthony had the 4-point edge, and that was their margin of victory, 62-58. Brock Fearday finished with 22 points and 17 rebounds for the senior All-Stater from St. Anthony. Ryan Schmidt finished with 21 points and 8 rebounds, and despite fouling out in the overtime period. 8 points from Sam Link, who provided a consistent offensive presence for St. Anthony as he knocked down a shot in each quarter of the ball game. Will Fearday again finished with 8 points, 6 of them in overtime. Keenan Griffith added 3 points as well. Miles Waldorf, Will Bierman, and Maddox Weedman all came off the bench for St. Anthony to provide some minutes for Coach Cody Rinker's team, who improved to 32-4 on the season. Mounds Meridian fell to 26-9. They were second in the state last year and really made a brilliant comeback to make it a game behind Antonio Flanoid's 19 points and Colin Manan's 15, again, all of them in the second half. But St. Anthony picks up the overtime victory. Wasn't such great news from Carbondale, however, for Totopolis faithful, as the Wooden Shoes gave the top-ranked team in the state everything it wanted in Monday's 2A SIU Carbondale Super Sectional. But in the end, it was Belleville Altoff finding another gear in the fourth quarter to turn a tie game after 3 into a 48-37 victory and punch its ticket to the Final Four. The Crusaders, now 30-5 on the season, outscored T-Town 19-8 in the final period as they connected on some key shots, knocking down 8 of 9 free throws as well to secure their spot in the Thursday semifinals at Chicago, at the State Farm Center against Christ the King out of Chicago. Totopolis' season ends with a record of 24-11. They led 6-4 after the first quarter, but watched Altoff jump ahead by as many as 7 in the second frame for ultimately a 20-15 halftime edge. The Shoes did put together a marvelous third period to knot the score with 8 minutes left to play, but the Crusaders never fell behind down the stretch and at one point scored 13 consecutive points in the fourth quarter. Alex Kramer had his best offensive performance of the postseason as the senior led his club with 19 points. However, Deary Hill Jr. led Althoff with 21 as the University of Oregon football commit was a lethal combination of athleticism and skill on both ends of the floor. Mick Niebrugge and Alex Kramer led the Shoes with 7 rebounds apiece as Mick Niebrugge chipped in with 4 points along with Drew Haney, while Gavin Addis scored 5. That included a 3-pointer in the early stages of the fourth quarter to tie the game at 32, which ended up being the last time T-Town found itself even. Landon Taylor and Landon Veening wound out the scoring, Taylor with 2, Veening with 3 for the Shoes, who again has another season come to a close, but a tremendous year for Chet Reeder's club, finishing with a 24 wins to 11 losses and ending the season at the Super Sectional. Again, congratulations to Titopoulos on a wonderful season. So again, that sets the stage for St. Anthony. They play against Chicago Hope Academy at 9:30 on Thursday morning. And of course, we'll have that game for you. Going to double check with the programming department to make sure which station we'll put that on. But we will have St. Anthony versus Chicago Hope from the State Farm Center Thursday morning. Tip off at 9:30, pregame at 9:15. Other 1A teams that'll be at state include the Eastland Cougars as they defeated Aurora Christian 51-43, Peoria Christian defeated Greenfield 66-49, and Chicago Hope Academy picked up a 3-point win over Leroy 47-44. Taking a look at junior high volleyball results, congratulations to North Clay's junior high 7th grade volleyball team. They remain undefeated on the season at 23-0 as they beat Champaign-St. Matthew 25-22, 25-21 to win the 2A sectional championship, as the IESA state tournament will begin Friday the 14th. They will play at 7 o'clock at Brimfield High School, and they congratulations to the North Clay Junior High 7th grade girls volleyball team on punching their ticket to the state finals. Schedule for today includes 8th grade regional action. From the Charleston Regional, Effingham takes on host school Charleston at 5:45 tonight. Game prior to that is Taylorville and Charleston. Well, that can't be right, but that'll be a game at 4:30. Also, Titopoulos Regional has Jasper County taking on Robinson-Nuttall at 5. Shelbyville-Moulton battles Bridport-Red Hill at 6. The 2A South Central Regional has the host school taking on Central A&M at 6, and then St. Elmo-Brownstown and Nokomis at 7. At the 8-2A Champaign-St. Matthew Regional, quarterfinal matchups includes Neoga battling Bement at 4:30 today. Semifinal action at the 8-2A Hudsonville Regional, North Clay 8th graders take on Casey Westfield at 5. It'll be Oblong versus Albion at 6. At the Martinsville 8-1A Regional, Sigel St. Michael takes on Okaw Valley at 5, Mattoon St. John's versus Martinsville at 6:30, and at the 8-1A Mulberry Grove Regional, it's Ramsey and Grayville at 6, West Salem and Newton St. Thomas at 7. Again, all of that action, semifinal action, except for the 8-2A Champaign St. Matthew Regional that has Neoga in a quarterfinal matchup. Quickly on the national sports scene, it was Chicago over Indiana, 121-103 in NBA action. Milwaukee will be at Indiana for a 6:30 tip tonight. In hockey action, it was Colorado skating past Chicago by a score of 3-0. Both the Blues and the Blackhawks now off until Thursday. And in spring training, it was the Cubs defeating the Guardians by a score of 7-4, and the Mets pounded the Cardinals 8-0. Today's schedule, Miami at St. Louis for a 12:05 first pitch, and the Brewers will battle the Cubs in Arizona at 3:05 this afternoon. That's a check of sports on this Tuesday. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.